Highbridge, a division of Recorded Books, presents Descent by Tim Johnston. Read by Exe Sands and R.C. Bray.
What we changed was innocence for innocence. We knew not the doctrine of ill-doing, nor dream it that any did. William Shakespeare.
May she be granted beauty, and yet not beauty to make a stranger's eye distraught. W.B. Yeats.
The life before. Her name was Caitlin. She was 18, and her own heart would sometimes wake her, flying away in that dream race where finish lines grew farther away, not nearer, where knees turned to taffy or feet to stones. Lurching awake under the sheets, her chest squeezed in phantom arms, she'd lie there gasping, her eyes open to the dark. She'd lift her hands and press the watch face into bloom, blue as an eye in which blinked all the true data of her body, dreaming or awake. Heart rate 86 beats per minute, body temp 37.8 degrees Celsius, pace zero, altitude 9,015 feet.
Altitude 9,015 feet?
She looked about the room, at the few dark furnishings shaped by a thin light in the seams of the drapes. To her left, in the other bed, lay her mother, a wing of blonde hair dark on the white pillow. In the adjoining room, on the other side of the wall, slept her father and brother. Two rooms, four beds, no discussion. She would not share a room with her 15-year-old brother, nor he with her. The watch face burned again with its cool lights and began to beep, and she pinched it into silence.